Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and in this, the 25th of the Cheshbonos, the Chovos HaLevavos has been trying to get us to understand just how we're supposed to combine our needs of taking care of this world with our needs to get into Olam Haba, which is really the primary focus of life. Yesterday, we talked about the importance of making a Cheshbon in order to be able to work it out, that we need to be able to understand and figure out how to go ahead and proceed within our lives, even when we're doing Olam Hazeh stuff. So today, the Chovos HaLevavos sets up a case example. He says, we have a midah in life called Zrizus. Zrizus is a sense of urgency, a sense of moving quickly, being able to rush ahead. And he says, when we talk about Zrizus, how do we have Zrizus? Do we apply it to Olam Hazeh? Get up and get moving. Don't sleep all day, because if you don't sleep all day, you would violate Ben Franklin's dictum of early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Or do we do Zrizus because a person is supposed to go ahead and apply it to mitzvos? Mitzvah baliyadcha al tach mitzana, when you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, don't wait for it to become chametz, because by then the opportunity is lost. So the author of the Chovos HaLevavos turns to us over here and he says that when we talk about Zrizus as a concept, we have a responsibility to realize that it's very easy for us to elevate both opportunities. Take it as an example. Yes, it's true. There's a reason why a person needs to get out of bed in the morning. There's a reason why he needs to get up to get a good start on his day, to eat a good breakfast, to go ahead and get things moving. But at the same time, the other motivator of getting up is going to be l'avoda sabori yisbar shemo. A person has to go ahead and take care of their body, but he should work on himself to also work harder to go ahead and take care of his soul. In fact, the Chovos HaLevavos goes on to point out, and he says, don't be so much of a tzaddik. Don't turn around and say, I'm only going to motivate myself purely for the sake of Olam Haba. Don't turn around and say, wow, I see those great Kabbalists and those great tzaddikim, people like Rav Tzadok, whom the Gemara describes, fasted 40 Tanios, he was so weak, he was unable to move, that at the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the rabbis had to find a special doctor, that doctor's job would just be able to go ahead and take care of Rav Tzadok, who had been fasting for 40 years and had become so wasted within the process. Starving isn't for you. That's not the way that you're going to go ahead and serve Hashem properly. That's not the right time and the right way to go serve Hashem. In fact, it reminds me of a famous question the great Rav Beryl Wine once spoke about and wrote about when he was a Rav in Muncie prior to his Aliyah, right after the death of Rav Shach Zatzal from B'nai Brak, the Rav Sheva Panovich. The late great Rav Aaron Steinman came to the United States and spent Shabbos in Muncie. And Rabbi Wine had gone to see him on a Friday. And he talked about this great man who had the opportunity and had requested to make a bracha on a priya eitz and ate half a grape. And in this article, Rabbi Wine talks about how this man is supposed to be able to relate to the Muncie community. This great gadol who can get away and say, I'm satiated with half a grape. If I'm not mistaken, the title of the article was, Why Did He Come? Why did he come? He being Rav Steinman, if he's from another planet, what will he have to offer us? Well, the same thing is there for us to think about. There are tzaddikim in our world who do live that type of lifestyle, but we're not supposed to imitate them. We're supposed to remember what they represent to us as the Chovos HaLevavos. We're supposed to remember that they represent to us a refocus within our lives of just how much time we're spending within our world on things that are only Olam Hazeh, or are we adding in an Olam Haba element? Yes, there are tzaddikim, they learn all day. Yes, there are people who live wonderful lives of asceticism. Perhaps we're not among them, but we don't have to be totally involved in a world that is totally devoid of any spirituality. We also have to not be experts on everything within this world. How could a person allow himself or herself to go to sleep at night without making sure that he or she did something spiritual in the course of his or her day? That's a question that we have to ask ourselves. if we can turn around and ask those questions, and we can turn around and grow within that process, then we will have learned from the tzaddikim, and we'll make sure that our lives are filled with yet another valuable aspect of our days, and our days will become more full within the process, full of purpose, both Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, making sure that we certainly have a great day. Have a wonderful day.